or any indie factor. What's that?
Welcome back to Atlantic Good Sports. As I said, we're going to kick things off with the wrestling. Atlantic off to a good start. They topped Earlham on Thursday 42-31, and then they traveled north to Humboldt on Friday and crowned six champions in the Joe Fitch Wrestling Tournament. We'll talk to Coach Duff about those champs as well. It was Humboldt scoring 293.5, Atlantic 256.5, Forest City third, 186, Emmitsburg fourth, Sheldon South O'Brien and Kemper round at the top sixth. Appleton Parkersburg, Grundy Center seventh, and Pocahontas area finished in eighth place. Coach, thanks for joining us here as we caught up with Coach Duff on the way home from Humboldt on a Friday night. And first of all, let's go back to the Earlham duel and congrats on the good start. I mean, you top Earlham in that opening duel on Thursday and you come right back and crown six champs. Braxton Hass, a runner-up at 26, and you had a couple of third-place finishes and really meddled in most all of the weight classes, Coach. Your thoughts?
Yeah, hey, Tom, thanks for having me on. You know, we thought Thursday night was going to be a real close duel. Earlham's got some tough kids. You know, they got a couple kids that are going to place high in the state tournament, and we were pleased to go out on Thursday and we picked up a few pins and some toss-up matches. We thought we, you know, battled in a few spots to save a few bonus points where, you know, it doesn't seem like much, but, you know, not getting pinned, giving up a tech fall saves the team a point. And we had a couple guys, you know, you look, go back on Thursday, you look at Mason Betts fighting off his back a few times. Freshman wrestling 120 against a tough kid and, you know, saved the team a team point by not giving up a pin. And Roland Hinman, another new face in our lineup, a sophomore that went out, same thing, fought hard, fought off his back and you know, kept battling, ended up getting tech fall. But, you know, those points add up. Those are big points. And, you know, that's an attitude. You want your kids to know that, you know, you want to go out there and fight and compete for the entire match and not give up extra points. So that was good to see from some of those young guys. And then, you know, I thought I had good wins from kids in up and down the lineup. You know, Colin Harris had a good win there, 113. You know, Braxton Hass, there was a close match against Knoyer. You know, Knoyer placed fourth last year at state tournament, so a real experienced kid. Braxton fell behind early but kept battling. Had three chances late to finish some takedowns, so we've got to work on finishing there. But good match for us early in the season. Those are the matches we want, especially, you know, to see what we need to work on and things we're doing well. So Braxton's becoming more offensive, so that's good to see. Now we just have to finish those shots. Carter Hadley went out, worked hard, kept scoring points, you know, put – bonus points on the board there at 132. Aiden Smith, you know, picked up a fall there on Thursday night against Earlham. You know, a kid that's looking real good, working hard, being a good leader for us as a senior. 144, probably a big swing match in that Earlham duel. Calvin Hayes fell behind Josh Winey, one of Earlham's better kids, fell behind 9-3, and Calvin kept wrestling and battling. Came back, tied the match up 10-10 in regulation and got into overtime and you know, scored the three-point takedown overtime. So that was a big win for us, a momentum for us, got our kids excited. You know, while I'm talking about excited, we had a great turnout of fans. I really,
oh, really did. Yeah,
our fans that showed up there Thursday night. It was a lot of fun. Earlham had a number of fans in the gym. So, you know, those single duels – you know, kind of one-on-one matches, and it's always a great atmosphere when you get two teams that are evenly matched. And we thought that duel against Earlham was two even-matched teams, and we were excited to get the win as a team, but real appreciative of our fans and parents and people that came out to support us. Kind of looking, moving on through the duel, Jaden Hardert had a nice win there. You know, you jump up, Donovan Hedrickson picked up a pin up top, and and Evan Sorensen came out and had another pin for us. So ultimately it came down to the bonus points, those pins that we scored, and the points, you know, a couple of those toss-up matches. So last year, Earlham got us. This year, we turned the tables, and we know they've got a real solid lineup. So that was, you know, our kids understood that, had a nice win there to start the season, and followed it up with a good trip up to Humboldt.
Well, you crowned the six champions up in Humboldt. You medaled about every weight class. And Keaton Schrader, your flyweight there, the freshman of 106, picked up a gold. Colin Harris, 113, he won a title. Aiden Smith at 38, he's pinned his way now all the way so far. He shooted that 116 to tie the pin record, career record. And he got pins all the way through. Calvin Hayes, 144. Jaden Harder, this guy's a competitor at 151. A championship at the Joe Fitch, and then Evan Sorensen, 285 winning. Braxton Hess at 126, finished runner-up. Draven Smith, the third. Draven at 157. Donovan Hedrington, third at 190. And then Carter Hadley, fifth at 32. Mason Betts, sixth at 20. Traven Thomas, seventh at 215. And Roland Hinman, eighth at 165. Those are all your medal winners, Coach. And break this tournament down for us.
Yeah, you know, we were pleased. We knew we were going to see a real solid Humboldt team, and they were everything we expected. They have a nice lineup. They put 10 guys into the finals and really pulled away. But, you know, we thought we came out and competed hard. I liked the way our kids wrestled tonight. Like I said, we had six champs. So you're doing, you know, at that final round, you know, we always talk about that's kind of the money round. You get those tournaments, you got to win those. You want to finish in an odd number. You know, you want to get first, you want to get thirds, you want to get fifth. And we thought our kids came out and did that. We had, you know, six out of our seven finalists won their championship match, and we were head-to-head multiple times versus Humboldt. And so that was nice to see, beat some kids who, you know, who's former state, you know, some state qualifiers from last season. And you know, so that was good to see our kids win those close matches, and hopefully give us some confidence. And, you know, not trying to just mention a couple. We had an opportunity to take a couple of our JV kids.
Yes.
Dayton Van Horn at 106 wrestled unattached and finished in fifth place. So that's good to see Dayton get those varsity matches. You know, he's a sophomore this year. He's still you know, about 97, 98 pounds. So he's still giving up some weight, but he's out there competing hard. And it was good to see him, you know, get that opportunity to wrestle in a varsity tournament. And Landon Hagen, you know, another freshman, got an opportunity to wrestle there at 126, came out and finished in third place. So I think that shows, you know, some depth for those kids and a bright future. And you look up and down our lineup, you know, those guys that came back and got third. You look at Donovan Hedrickson, Draven Smith, those guys that kept wrestling. Carter Hadley came back and, you know, picked up a fifth-place medal. Carter's one of those kids that really on the attack. And, you know, so we want to wrestle that way. We want our kids to go out and try to score points. And as they learn and grow and develop, you know, right now, maybe they're getting in some positions where they're getting themselves maybe overextended by being too aggressive. But as they grow and they learn to wrestle those positions, that aggressiveness is going to become dominance. And that's what we want. We want our kids to wrestle an aggressive style, trying to score points. And as we learn and get better in those positions, you know, and then you keep that same attacking attitude, then you really have some. So it was fun to see those guys come out and compete and ultimately, you know, score a bunch of points for us. We were we knew Humboldt was going to be really good. And, you know, I think leaving there, I was even more impressed than I was before we got there with their lineup. They've got a nice, solid lineup. They're, you know, they're going to be a team that's going to be tough to beat in a duel. I think you're going to see them you know, ranked real high and a number of solid wrestlers. But we went toe-to-toe with them. So we like that. A lot to build on for us. And, you know, get to see some different competition. Those kids from, you know, up in Northwest Iowa, the Humboldts, Emmitsburgs, Forest Cities, good quality kids. Got to see some Hawkeye 10 guys. Carroll Kemper had some tough weights, and so a lot to build off of. And I said, you get six champs up at the Humboldt tournament, you know, you had a good night. So we're pleased to come back, take tomorrow off till some of the kids go deer hunting, you know, and we've got our Chase Roller youth duels on Sunday and our beginners tournament on Sunday. So come in and kids will come volunteer their time and help those little guys get better. That's always, good for those kids to get an opportunity to give back, for our team to come and give back to the youth in our community. So that's a fun opportunity for them. And then come back and JV wrestles Monday at Council Bluffs AL. We got some more JV guys we want to get some more mat time with, and head down to Creston on Thursday. So first Hawkeye 10 competition. So lots of good things going in our program, and we're excited to see, you know, where these guys can take it.
Very good. Well, Coach, congrats on the starts and youth tournament this weekend, and big tournament coming up, I think it's a triangular at Creston, with Creston, Red Oak, and Atlantic. Is that correct on Thursday?
Yeah, Creston, down at Creston, Red Oak, and us. And, Creston picked up a couple wins there Thursday night, beat a good Woodward team, beat a good Lennox team, so we know they're going to be real tough. And this weekend they head to Dallas Center Grimes, so we're going to see maybe some results there. And Red Oak, Red Oak's got some kids that I think were injured last year, so I think Coach Beliska's excited to get some of those guys back, some faces back in their lineup, and we know they're going to be tough, hard-nosed kids. And so those are it's always fun to get in that Hawkeye 10 competition and just start seeing those kids that, you know, we're going to battle all year. Those kids we're going to see it come districts and Hawkeye 10 tournament and ultimately state tournament, you know, so hopefully come out, set the tone early in the season, and, just get after them let it be known that we're going to come after you and we're going to wrestle hard.
Excellent. Coach Duff, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
You bet. Atlantic head wrestling coach Tim Duff, the Trojans, went over Earlham in a duel. They finished runner-up to Humboldt at the Joe Fitch Tournament on Friday. We're back with much more Atlantic Sports Center. Talk basketball with Atlantic head girls coach Dan Vargas and Atlantic head boys coach Dalton Franken, all coming up next.